nothing remains exactly the same. Relative people and big cities change. Phone lines and people don't show, but you'll hear them cry on the radio. Kingdoms and clients, they change. They fall on their swords and utter profane. Reunions come and they go, and they wind up as scripts for the daytime shows. I won't beg and I won't moan. They say all charity begins at home. Everyone's attached to their telephones. Same time, same number, I know.
I come from a long line of actors. Some schooled, all skilled. A few actually wound up on stages and sets. My theater is talking to the microphone. This role that I play in Denver, and have played in New York, Chicago, and Dallas, I've been of the slightly nasally, obnoxious skeptic who plunges at the world with barbs and other sticky points that I wouldn't dare talk to my mother about. Wire persona? Who listened to me otherwise? No one would call, and then my ratings would be toast, and the suits would start coming down from their offices and stare at me from the other side of the glass. What's wrong, Jason?
Losing your edge?
Find it, Jason, or lose the gig. I've seen that before. I am a rarity in this business, using my real name in every market from 1 to 29, but not necessarily in that order. So who are we kidding? We're all a bunch of actors. It's all about survival instinct. One thing I keep under my hat is what I'm committed to. This gets a friend of mine. Okay, actually, he's my counselor. He's my pastor. Yeah, see what I mean? I see the change in your face. Ramsey is religious. The truth is, and I hate that word, our church uses words like real, authentic, and transparent. My pastor has a challenge out to me. Use your real voice. Well, that's on my list called Getting Past My Past. Again, the question is, from the suits, the ratings, and my callers, if I were to use my own voice, would anyone listen?
Oh, what a surprise.